as a former evangelical, I can't tell you how exhausted I am. I'm not able to do the programs that they're asking me to do to get better. And here's what the litany does for me. What the litany has done for me is it tells me who I am, that I'm not good, I'm not a good person, and I can't make myself good. And then it says, but wait, we got something good for you. And then they give me the Redeemer who is good in my place. I mean, don't Lutherans understand what this does for us? This gives us rest. And I have to tell you, pastors, I'm tired. I'm more than tired. I'm exhausted. I've still got my cancer. I've still got all the other sins to deal with, and I can't do any more work on these programs. So Joel Osteen's Jesus doesn't show up for me. I can't pray my cancer away. Tim Tebow's Jesus doesn't show up for me. I can't be successful in my career and my job, no matter how hard I try. And then I attend a Lutheran church service, and what do I get? I get more work to do. I'm exhausted. So here's my question. My question is, you Lutherans have something here in the litany and the entire liturgy. You've got something that is absolute gold for us people that are just worn out. And what do you do with it? You hide it and put it in the back room, and when I show up for your church service, you put me to work. Is that crazy or what? Why are Lutheran pastors ashamed of the litany and the entire liturgy?